And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Ferret Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. My guests today are Karen Otis with Drake Cement and with Women in Business. We have Jeff Frohawk with Chino Valley Repertory, and we have John Stankiewicz and Gina Picaro. So stay tuned for KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Ferret Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Ferret Propane, the name that's tried and true. Ferret Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Today we decided to walk to school.
The light counted.
15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted.
I realized
he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our first guest, Miss Karen Otis with Drake Cement and Woman in Business.
Well, hello, Lorette. Thanks for having me.
Hello, Karen. I love having you here.
Thank you.
So Drake Cement and Woman in Business, totally two different things,
yes. But
kind of one. Because you do a lot within the community.
Correct. At Drake Cement, we believe deeply in, supporting the community in any way that we can. And I've been with Women in Business for, like 6 or 7 years now and just have, really enjoyed doing it. So I just can't seem to get away from it. And, I don't guess I ever want to.
So Karen, what do you do at Drake Cement?
Well, I work in administration and community involvement, and I kind of coordinate all of those things. So I'm like the Girl Friday. There at the plant, along with trying to bring the community into the plant.
Well, community involvement, that alone is a huge job.
It is. It is. So I do get out, and they pay me too, and it's really awesome. I always thought I'd have to retire to get to volunteer and go do fun things. So I'm very appreciative, and they do treat me well. And for that, you know, the town recognizes us at the plant.
Absolutely. Well, and Drake Cement, you know, because of the location, mm-hmm. People do recognize you. You are essentially kind of a face for Drake Cement.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of cool. I like having that.
And I love your face.
Thank you.
So, and we've also have Women in Business, which you said you've been involved in for several years.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's been forever, it seems like. So, but I love doing it. It's great to volunteer for. It always brings really good and important things to the ladies.
And with Women in Business, you sit on the board.
Yes.
So there is a board for the Women in Business.
Correct.
And what do you do on the board?
Well, we plan all these lovely luncheons and figure out what's important. We do like to listen to the people that come to our events. We like to find out what they want to hear about, what's new with them, any new businesses. We usually meet a lot of people, and that's really great.
Yeah, the Women in Business has just taken off.
Yeah.
It's become very, very popular, and it's really a great way to network with mm-hmm. women. But it's not closed off to men.
Correct. Correct. I always talk to the men. Why? Because every man has a woman working in the office somewhere. And that's what I always say. Come and bring your ladies. If you don't want to come, send them. It's a nice way to offer them lunch and let them promote your business for you, because you'd be surprised how much they know about your business just by being there.
It's so true, and it gets them out of the office. Mm-hmm. It's a great way for mm-hmm. them to kind of get out of the office, feel appreciated,
yep.
Feel important to you, and really get a chance to come out and network and meet other people that are maybe in the same positions as them
right.
or have the same likes as them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really great opportunity for women to come together for this Women in Business.
Yeah, it makes them proud to work for you.
It definitely does. I can remember when I got offered the chance to go to my first Women in Business.
Yeah.
I was working for an insurance company, and I got a chance to leave, you know, because sometimes you're just trapped in that office
yes.
all day long, which there's nothing wrong with that, but you like a little bit of freedom,
yes.
you know, and it's nice to get out and just walk around, you know, get a little loose, meet other women. And for me, it was empowering to meet other women close to my age,
yep.
And really, it was other women that did kind of the same thing I did.
Right, right. And it helps you just to get to know those ladies and know they're in the same position as you are. They're just out there promoting their businesses. And it's hard when you're a business owner, and most especially if you're a woman sometimes.
Right.
You know, so.
And like you said, the best person are the women to be your advocate.
Sure.
You know, because they really go out. They know a lot about your business. They go out and promote your business. And they're the ones out there networking. So
yep.
later you contact that person, you know, when
yep.
you need that service.
Well, it makes them feel like part of the team.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
So we've got a Women in Business coming up August 13th.
August 13th. That's right. So it's going to be from 11:30 till 1. It's going to be at the Grace Baptist Church. So that's actually this time it's going to be at the same place as the Chino Valley Chamber Luncheon. And we actually are going to have catering by Craig's Smokehouse, which is absolutely delicious. If you've never tried it, oh my gosh.
It's fantastic.
You'll become a fan.
You'll become a fan very shortly.
Yes.
So we've got catering going on. We've got, and what's the topic?
The topic is going to be women's self-defense. So we're going to learn to live more safely, and it's going to be geared more towards women. Our guest speaker is going to be Deanna Nguyen with the Chino Valley Police Department. So I think there's a lot of things that we can learn from her. And it's just always good to think about your environment and where to be, how to be safe wherever
right.
you are.
Right. You know, and it's a really great topic, especially, you know, for any women that works in a field by themselves.
Correct.
Recently, I have listed a condo for sale, mm-hmm. and the one concern is my parents are like, don't show it. Don't show it without having somebody, yeah, by yourself.
Right.
And so it's going to be a really great topic to come and find out, you know, what are the do's and don'ts? And so, you know, the obvious thing, don't park next to a big van.
Right.
We all know that. So we're not going to be parking next to a big van and be pushed into a van. But there is things that we just don't know for our own protection.
Yep.
And especially the times are changing, things are happening. And so it's a really great way for us to kind of come out, learn about, you know, how to better keep ourselves safe.
Right. Just little tips and reminders, just tiny little things that we can just keep in the back of our minds.
Are they going to show some like karate chop moves?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I'm going to volunteer. I will be your test
You'll
dummy.
You'll be the test dummy?
I'll be the test dummy.
I don't know if anyone could flip you.
I know, but I might have a lot of fun flipping somebody else.
Exactly. You would probably flip me.
No.
You could. I would be the one in heels, though. I'd have to take
them Okay,
off.
That's unfair.
That's totally
That would
unfair.
Be unfair.
But, you know, maybe you can actually use your heel as a
yeah.
self-defense weapon.
Oh, I'm sure
you
of
know,
it.
I, and so I'm I sure think that would be a great way, you know, for me, who wears heels, kind of maybe I can step on them really hard or...
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that on one of those crime shows.
You, some like CSI or Dateline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I totally love
Might
those.
Have been.
Yeah. So it could be something like that. So
Anything.
I'm really hoping that they're going to teach us, you know, maybe too a little bit about tasers and weapons and,
yeah.
you know, not necessarily, you know, some things that we can have around the house for self-defense.
Right, right. And there's a lot of things out there that you can get to know. I mean, I know there's a lot of thing about... they can probably give us tips about weapons and guns and things like that. You know, we have lots of places around where we can learn about how to, you know, how to carry those and how to use them.
And the police officer that's going to be doing this was recently promoted.
Really?
And so,
I didn't know that.
Yes, so she actually was promoted. And so it's going to be a really great topic. She's very knowledgeable. And she's a woman officer, which
that's
makes it, you know, a woman in a, you know, man-dominated industry.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really great to have to see what she has to say. Great safety tips. And I know you guys have decorations already for this.
We do. It's going to be purple camo. Wear your purple.
Oh, so we're wearing purple.
We are.
So everybody.
If you want to.
Oh, could to kind of blend in.
I would say.
So we look like the decorations?
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I love it. So the ladies out there to wear purple.
Yeah. You know who's going to love that?
The lionesses.
Lionesses.
The Chino Valley lionesses. That is their favorite color is purple. In fact, they all dye their hair that color.
They do.
So.
And it looks fabulous.
It does look fabulous. And just saying,
love
those ladies.
Ladies
are great. So we've got Women in Business. Mm-hmm. When is it?
Okay. So again, it's on August 13th, which is a Tuesday from 11:30 until 1. The admission to get in is $20 for members, $25 for non-members. You can go on www.chinovalley.org.
That's
Say that
chinovalley.org.
Three times. Yeah. and you can sign up to get your place.
And we're also, for anybody that wants to be a title or a demi sponsor, can
Right.
you tell them a little bit about what that includes?
Yes, it does. So we have two different types of title sponsorships. Well, two different types of sponsorships. One is title. So what you get to do is you get to put promotional items on the luncheon tables. You get two free luncheon tickets and you get 90 seconds of fame to promote your business. So you get to stand up in front of all these ladies. So we have anywhere from 50 to 75 ladies at some of these luncheons. So there is a great value for you and your business to just talk to everybody and get your face out there and answer questions if you want. And you also get to acknowledgement in the presentation and in your pitch.
So it's a really great way to promote your business for $150.
Yep, yep.
And then we have a demi sponsor.
Right, a demi sponsorship for $60. Not everybody can afford the bigger one. No big deal. If you're new and you just want to check us out, you can put your promotional items on the table just to get your stuff out there. You get one free luncheon ticket, and then you also get the acknowledgement in the presentations and any pitches that we make.
So it's a great way. So if you want to just kind of, if you're a new business, want to get noticed, that $60 demi sponsorship is a great opportunity. Title sponsor is even a greater opportunity too. It's $150. So it's easy to get involved with Women in Business. If you'd like to go ahead and sign up, registration is open for this right now.
Right.
So you can sign up at chinovalley.org and that's our website.
And I wanted to also tell you that since you get acknowledgement in the pitch, I'm going to acknowledge our title sponsors right now. Our title sponsorships for this luncheon are Sir Speedy, Love Sir Speedy, 1AZ Credit Union, and Yavapai College. And our demi sponsors are the Better Business Bureau, the one and only Arizona Hometown Radio Group, and Stratos Wealth Partners.
Great opportunities.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Karen, for being here today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for telling us a little bit about Drake and Women
Love
in
it.
Business. So
Happy
stay tuned and we'll be back with our next guest on KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Exterior accents like patios and awnings can add value and character to your home, plus cool down those hot summer days. Orange Jubilee is our tree of the month. Repairs in just 15 minutes and the ABCs of protecting kids around pools. And your home improvement questions for your house, home, castle, or cabin, always welcome.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and we're back. And I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our next guest, Jeff Frohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory. Is that even, did I say that right?
Absolutely perfect, Lorette.
Oh, perfect, Jeff. So how's it going?
It's going very well.
And so, Chino Valley Repertory, what is that?
Well, the first thing people are usually curious about is the word repertory.
Yeah, that's mine. I know what Chino Valley is. I don't know what the repertory was.
Well, I appreciate the courage of asking the question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It sounds
like a morgue.
No, it's not quite that morbid. No. What it refers to is a theater group doing a succession of productions in a single year, two or three, possibly repeating one. That's what repertory is.
Wow. Okay, so that's a big word. For drama class.
Well, we're more than a drama class.
So,
that's what I did in high school.
Gotcha.
That's what I taught in high school.
So, like, fine theater?
This could be fine theater. We're starting off with a Western melodrama.
Yeah, so let's get into that. So one of the things that you've been wanting to do, Jeff, is kind of start a theater.
Correct.
In Chino Valley.
Correct. Specifically driven by the citizens of Chino Valley. No offense to my friends in the Quad Cities. Chino Valley, from my 2 or 3 years of experience, is the redheaded stepchild of the area.
Right.
So I would like to focus on the talent that we have, that I know that we have, within the town itself.
And we have such great talent, and I'm glad that you brought this to our attention. And we're looking at doing something in the timeline of December.
Correct. Right. First or second week is what we're looking at possibly. I would start putting out audition notices for the production probably in another month and a half. We would have a couple of weeks of auditions, then select the people. Then we would have a month to a month and a half, hopefully.
So, Jeff, you're going to be the producer?
Or rather, practices.
So you're going to be the producer, the guy who leads all this?
Correct.
Awesome. So what's the play about? And what is the title of the play?
The play is called Keep the Home Fires Burning, subtitle A Holiday Melodrama in One Act. A little background on melodrama and Western melodramas in particular. It's a old form of theater. It's particularly American. You'll sometimes even find it described as Mississippi River Theater. They used to put on productions on the riverboats because people, that was where the people with money would go for dinner, and so they'd see a show. A little bit like Las Vegas on the river.
There. Yeah.
Right.
Jeff, were you ever in teaching?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact.
I can tell. I can totally tell.
I'm a retired English and theater teacher.
Gotcha. So that's where the passion comes from and the
Correct.
Love for this.
Right.
Okay, so what's this about?
It's about a group of people in a small town in Arizona at Christmas. There is a old woman and her spinster daughter, who is very good-looking, supposedly, and they're about to lose the mortgage on the house on Christmas Eve. And it's about a young man who comes in, saves the day, and boos the bad guy. It's intended to be very audience participatory, very interactive.
Sounds amazing.
Right.
So, and I know at one point you said, like, we're going to start throwing fruit at the bad guys and things
right.
like that. So it is going to be very interactive.
Sure.
What a fun play. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And what's the first thing that we're doing right now? We're looking for, you're looking for people that want to be in this. How many
right.
actors are you looking for?
Off the top of my head, I believe that there are about 6 main characters, but we're going to need probably 10 to 15 people to produce a play. Not everybody's out in front doing the lines. We have people for lights, curtains. There's going to be somebody holding the boo sign
costumes.
So that the first two rows know when to throw the foam fruit at the bad guy. We'll find a way to hopefully use Chino Valley High School's theater department. I'd like to have a meeting with them and see what we can work out together.
Absolutely.
If we possibly can.
Are you still looking for somebody to play guitar?
Right. We're looking for somebody to play guitar, maybe a banjo, no more than 2 or 3, just off to the side, live music to help emphasize the drama of the production. It's only going to be a half hour. At the most, so it's Christmas, everybody's busy. We don't want to take a lot of your valuable time, but to sit for a little bit of old-fashioned participatory entertainment, I think, would be great. So.
And what are the age ranges? I mean, can anyone come, or do I have to be like a certain age to participate in this?
I think for this particular production, if you were in junior high or high school, there would be a handful of places for you to participate, perhaps one to actually act on stage. Most of it will be backstage, and any student in a theater program understands that it's like an iceberg. 90% of what goes on, you don't see.
Gotcha.
So.
That is a great analogy. So you got this going on. It's open basically to anyone. Now the famous question is, do I have to live in Chino to participate in this?
Well, as I said, I would prefer, preference will be given to anybody talented enough to do this from Chino Valley.
Perfect.
But I would not be so bold as to stop anybody from coming in from somewhere in the Quad Cities, giving me their resume and doing a brief audition. And I would be foolish not to take that opportunity.
What's expected at this audition? I mean, do I have to bring something? Do I have to... I mean, because I know when you go in for a job interview, I know obviously I have to bring in my resume and I have to, you know, dress nice. But I've never been to a theater audition.
Well, what will happen is there'll be an announcement for a week or so beforehand. They'll also probably, hopefully working with you on this, get a form online
okay.
that people can print, fill out, and bring it with them. And all it will be is your name, your address. If I want to call you, I will call everybody back and let them know whether they're in, they're out. and address, background on their experience, what they've done, what they hope to do in theater, if anything. If it's just a one-off, that's fine too.
So you're looking for actors that are going to want to be in this melodrama.
Correct.
And it's basically a holiday play.
Right.
And so right now, anyone out there that likes to act, you know, here's your opportunity. And you're also looking for like a guitar, banjo kind of.
Sure.
Just for fun.
Absolutely.
Right. It's a part of entertaining the crowd. It's somebody that kind of comes out and just hangs out and boos the bad guy and.
Right. It's like going to a silent movie. They always had an organ or a piano off to the side to accentuate the action on the screen.
Oh,
so
fun.
It does the same thing on the stage.
And this is going to be done during, well, the week, you know, a couple weeks during December, or we're just going to do it the one weekend.
Right.
But it's going to be in December, and what you're hoping to do is kind of piggyback off of a December to Remember.
Correct.
For Chino Valley, because I think that's going to be a great weekend. It already, you know, it's a good week. It's going to be a great weekend where people can come out, look at the lights in Chino Valley, and then go to the play.
Right.
So that's going to be a nice touch and just something different for the town, too.
Right. Well, Chino Valley is very strong about family and activities in which you can participate as a family. I don't actually live inside the city limits. I'm in the county, but I'm close enough that I consider myself to be a member of the community. And I think that there is a place for this in our community. And I'm excited about the prospect of trying to grow this. I've grown three other theater programs in that place that we call California. That's the last time I'll say that
word. And this will be the one for specifically for Chino Valley. You know,
right.
Prescott does have a performing theater arts.
Several.
And so this is really a chance for Chino Valley to grow. And we're just a growing community.
We are on the cusp, I believe, of some very big things. It's just a matter of time. Patience is good. I don't have a lot of it. I'm looking forward to moving forward with this and staking our spot out in the community and bringing on board people who have an interest in theater.
I think that's a great opportunity for, like you said, anyone who has an interest in theater, anyone who wants to be a part of this. Now, here's the other question. Do I have to be, I've never once done theater in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I performed, you know, my own little things with, you know, as a child in my own house with, you know, not in public.
Mm-hmm.
But do I have to have like some certain, you know, do I have to be, have experience doing this, or can I just kind of, hey, I'd like to be a part of this and.
No, absolutely. You don't have to have any experience at all. I teach acting. I've taught it to adults and to children.
So there's
for
hope.
Absolutely. For some people, it comes naturally. And when people stop and look back on their week, if they're youngsters or adults,
not a Shakespeare play. So
no, it's not
the words aren't weird and.
No.
It's all English.
If somebody misses that and they want me to do that, I love Shakespeare, but I'm not going to subject anybody to that.
I think that's the next up and coming, right?
No. Right.
So next one we'll do some kind of Shakespeare.
Oh, I don't know about
festival.
The next one either, but it might not be the next one. But.
Oh, there'll be a next one, Jeff. You just opened up a whole can of worms here. People are going to be so excited that there's finally theater in Chino Valley, and it's going to be how do people even get a hold of you?
Well, if you want to, you can reach me at my email, which is my last name and my first name,
which is
Frohawk Jeff. That's F as in Frank, R-O-H-O-C-K, Jeff, at msn.com. If you send me an email, I will get back to you. Let me know whatever you want. Too, as far as information, you can fill out your audition application later. If you want to get a hold of me ahead of time, that's fine.
So it's not, you know, we're getting early on this, so
correct.
People can kind of. And was that Jeff Frohawk at MSN or Frohawk Jeff?
Frohawk
okay,
Jeff.
Okay, so backwards.
Correct.
Gotcha. You like to do things backwards.
I don't like to,
or
but
MSN
I do that
did
sometimes.
Like that.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. So it's Frohawk. Dot.
No, Frohawk Jeff.
I got it all wrong. Frohawk Jeff.
At msn.com.
at MSN.com. Perfect. So people can actually get a hold of you, send you an email and say, hey, I'm interested in being in this play. Even if they're interested in just kind of volunteering and helping out, you're accepting those too.
Well, absolutely. We're going to need people to take tickets, seat people. There's going to be all sorts of interesting and unique little attributes to this production that nobody has any suspicion of yet.
Right.
So I don't want to let out all the secrets.
But let me ask you, too, for businesses out there, this is a really great opportunity to sponsor this. This is the first ever production, you know, in Chino Valley.
Right.
So this is a really great opportunity for businesses. So you're looking for different things to kind of get started.
Absolutely. We're going to have this production, and families in town are going to probably want to go to dinner before or after. If you want to go to have a cocktail after the show, there's all sorts of avenues for the businesses in town to participate in. It can be a draw to their business. Absolutely.
And you're also accepting donations, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So any business that wants to give you a little bit of a donation as, hey, this is a great way for our businesses to be up and coming.
Right.
And a great way for the businesses to be, because there's going to be a little startup fees. You know, like you said, the foam fruit is kind of somebody's got to help buy foam fruit.
Right.
And we've got maybe some costumes and things
Scripts.
Oh, yeah. So any businesses out there that want to help and get their name recognized, this is a great way to get their name and get a sponsorship from them.
Right. We will be producing posters for the production. Your name can go on that poster and be shown all over town. It won't be just in town. We will be advertising. We want people from Prescott and Prescott Valley to come and see what we can do.
Absolutely. So if you're a business guy or girl and are listening to this and say, hey, I want to be in part of something so unique, so original, completely outside the box, never been done before, this is it. This is the place to go. It will be to sponsor this event because it is one of a kind. It's never been done before, and to be the first, you know?
Absolutely.
That first-time business to say, hey, you know what? I was the first ever to sponsor this guy.
And they can be advertised as such for the next couple of years,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. So, Jeff, tell us again how we can get a hold of you and what's our next steps.
Okay. To get a hold of me, again, it's Frohawk Jeff, FROHOCKJEFF at MSN.com. Or you can call the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and leave a message with Lorette if you can't get a hold of me. And we will get back to you in a timely manner. As far as our next step, the next step, I think, will be for me and perhaps you to go talk to the town council, set up a schedule for the auditions, and start the ball rolling.
So more information's to come. It sounds like I said, it's a great opportunity for anybody out there that wants to be involved in this. Now's the time.
Right.
Get a hold of Jeff. You know, through your email, or contact the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, and we will help you get started or put you with them.
Sure, absolutely.
So, Jeff, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate your time, and thank you for letting us know about the Chino Valley Repertory.
All right. Thank you for having me.
No problem. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Prescott Valley woman is wanted after she allegedly used a stolen credit card.
Yavapai Silent Witness Director Chris Wilson says the incident occurred early last year.
Hernandez is wanted for credit card theft and fraudulent use of her credit card. Hernandez's last known address was in Prescott Valley, but she may be currently staying in the Camp Verde area. Hispanic female, 28 years of age, 5 feet 2 inches tall, with brown hair and brown eyes.
Call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232 with that information. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
A Tucson man has been arrested after he allegedly robbed the Walgreens store in Prescott Valley.
A male subject with a knife jumped the counter and was holding a pharmacy tech around the neck, demanding pharmaceutical narcotics. Officers quickly and safely apprehended the male, Jordan Shadell.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Javier Martinez says the 25-year-old Shadell is facing numerous charges.
Armed robbery, imprisonment, and aggravated assault.
Shadell is currently in the Camp Verde Jail. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly clear this evening, cooling to a pre-dawn low near 67 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then sunny the rest of the work week. Very windy tomorrow and Wednesday. Highs near 95 tomorrow, cooling down to 90 Wednesday and Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, your overnight low is a mostly clear 70. Then sunny, very breezy highs around 105 tomorrow, 101 Wednesday and Thursday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue on KQ&A in just a moment.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Will your family survive a wildfire? This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown. Every year, fire season brings danger to Yavapai County. The Board of Supervisors encourages everyone to visit yavapai.us and click on the fire safety button for more information on defensible space and emergency evacuation plans. Find out how to contact your local fire department and receive a free property FireWise evaluation. Be prepared. Be ready.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with my next guest. I've got John Stankiewicz and Gina Picaro. I am, like, the worst at saying your name, Gina, so I am so sorry. Please,
Pecoraro.
Pec-O-R-O. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, sort of getting better. Anyway, you guys are the CEO of Compass Training Center.
Yes, I am the CEO of a company that should scare everyone quite a bit. A lot's happened since we last talked.
A lot has happened. So now you can kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
Let everyone know what's the official news.
Well, the official news is on July 9th, at the Town of Chino Valley Town Council meeting. Our proposal was approved and blessed, and we are now going to be running a 40-acre shooting range.
Wow.
So a lot of people to thank from the town. That final vote happened. I actually put pen to paper on the 10th, the very next day, before they changed their mind.
You're like,
so we got that done. A lot of people to thank with that. The town council, especially Annie Perkins, who was on the selection committee, Charles Owen, the chief of police, Joe Duffy, the finance director. Those people were wonderful to work with and get this done.
Awesome. So yeah. Now you guys are going to be running the shooting range.
It's the shooting range. We've named our company the Compass Training Center AZ.
Compass Training
Center. Old Home Manor.
AZ at Old Home Manor.
Yeah.
So what a lot of people don't know is that Chino Valley actually has a shooting range.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a shooting range, and you guys are going to just try to keep it open. Is it all the time, Monday through?
Yeah, that's our goal. We are actually taking over. It looks like August 1st will be our soft open, if you will, with our grand opening celebration, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, on August 10th. The town's currently running it just on the weekends. And
okay.
When we take over, we have a lot of goals in mind. But the first goal is to bring that range back to being open during the week and try to get back to 7 days a week, which is what the town had before for that public shooting range. There's a lot of other stuff going on. We have huge plans for improvement. So we might start out at 4 or 5 days a week so that we have some time where there's no shooting going on.
Right.
To move some dirt and build some buildings and all that stuff that we want to do to make it
absolutely
a super facility. Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is a really exciting time for Chino Valley.
It is.
We get to have our shooting range back.
Mm-hmm.
And fun things. You said that you were going to kind of do a little bit of remodeling and kind of.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do. What's there right now is the 100-yard and 50-yard. One's a rifle, one's a pistol bay for your strict public bench shooting. We are going to come in. We're going to have annual memberships. We're going to have a lot of classes for people. Of course, I've got Nielsen Training and Consulting that I'm a co-owner of, so we'll be doing training out there, as well as inviting a lot of other instructors from around the country if they want to come in. If there's someone you've been looking to take a class with, we're not selfish. Once we get some extra range bays built so that we can keep the public side open, then, yeah, we're going to be doing a lot.
That's
archery,
great.
Axe throwing, knife throwing, all kinds of stuff going on.
And that's exactly what you were saying for the grand opening. So your grand opening is on August 10th.
Saturday, August 10th.
Saturday, yeah. August 10th. I mean, that's literally right around the corner.
Yes.
A little bit scary, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get scared. And so what are some of the things that you said axe throwing? I know that was going to be one of the things for your grand opening. for that morning, right? You're going to be open basically 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have kind of different things going on that morning or that day.
Yeah, we're going to be open all day for regular business. We're having a ribbon cutting ceremony a little bit after 4, and some entertainment. We're going to have some quick draw single action folks coming out, hopefully. We've got some archery, knife throwing, almost medieval kind of guys that do period dress to come out and entertain us for a while.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of food. A lot of our sponsors will be there.
Awesome.
Yes.
Knife throwing, mm-hmm. axe throwing.
A little music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Eric with Fly By Night will be there.
That's going to be awesome.
And that'll be great. Just, you know, some little boogie to get down with it while you're throwing some knives.
and pray for good weather. Yeah, that's all we can do.
Yeah, right, because it's right in during the monsoon season.
Exactly.
But that's okay. A little rain can't hurt.
No, we'll
and actually,
okay.
They do say rain is good luck.
Oh, that's
so maybe, you know, they say, you know, if you get married and it rains on your wedding day, that's good luck. So maybe if it rains on your grand opening day.
Just a little, then go away.
Just a little.
Yeah, right.
Then that's good luck too, right? So you've got August 10th is your grand opening. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
It seems like it's been a long time coming. This has been in the works for a while.
It's been going on for a long time. And we were laughing the other day. There's an awful lot of irony involved with something else we've got going on August the 3rd, the Saturday before that, is our Friends of the NRA dinner at the Windmill House.
Oh, wow.
And Nielsen Training and Consulting has been sponsoring that for the last 4 years. And if you don't know, the idea behind those dinners with Friends of the NRA is the money that's raised from those. At the end of the year, we all sit down and look at the grants that people have written, you know, looking for money for improvements, like to ranges. So after all this years of sponsoring it, we're probably going to wind up writing them some grants and
some
hope
grants.
To be a benefactor. So
that's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So August 10th is you're going to be open that day, 8 to 4. Around 4:30 is a ribbon cutting. There's kind of an after party. That's where we're just kind of inviting everyone to come out, have some food, have some drinks, mm-hmm. enjoy some music,
yes.
and really get to see what the range is all about.
Yeah, we want to get as many people from the community to come out as possible. Even if you're not a shooter, just come out and give us some support, see what's going on. We have a lot of work to do. You know, donations of work and stuff and some of the equipment we need are always going to be there.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, and it's great. I don't shoot guns, but, you know, I want to learn and, you know, just it'd be great, you know, just come out, get to see it, but also to just have the knowledge of this even exists in Chino. So come out, check it out because I do have family members that do shoot. So when they do come into town, I can recommend them. I can say, hey, why don't you guys go here this weekend? I know you guys are also doing something else special with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and we have started, and this will be our second one, Men in Business. We have the Women in Business,
mm-hmm.
so this is our second Men in Business. We did our first one, and for the second one, you guys are actually going to be hosting it for us.
Open on August 1st, grand opening August 10th, and Men in Business on the
August
22nd, right?
22nd, yes. So we've got Men in Business August 22nd from 5 to 6:30 p.m. So the men will come out and get a chance to shoot some guns and you said tin...
Some steel targets out there. We'll have a little bit of fun.
All right. Well, heck, I'm down with that.
Bring your own, or we'll have some stuff there for you.
Oh, so even better. So I don't have to bring my own gun.
No.
Well, I don't even have a gun.
No.
So I can come out, learn to shoot with you guys for this Men in Business. Men can come out. It's a great way for men to come out, blow up some stuff.
There you
right?
go.
Network, meet other manly men, and drink beer afterwards.
Yeah, I think there'll be a little after meeting at our local brewery at Insurgent.
Well, Insurgent will actually be at your facility.
Oh, great. There you go.
So there you go. Rob's going to be there at Insurgent Brewery, one of our local brewers, and he'll be there with beer too. So what more could you want, men? I've totally provided Men in Business. We got some guns,
mm-hmm.
shooting stuff, blowing stuff up,
mm-hmm.
and beer afterwards.
Nothing
Not
better.
Before.
Nothing better.
Yeah, right?
Make sure everything's put away first.
Yeah,
yes.
Everything's put away first. Nothing better, right? And what a great opportunity for those men to really come out to and enjoy the new gun range, because you guys would have just been opened, you know, a few weeks.
Yeah, and actually in the future, let's make sure that sometime in the future this year or next year that we have a women in business meeting out the range too.
Actually, that would be fantastic as well. They are doing a self-defense one.
Good.
So that would be a really great one to tie in for in the future. Because like I said, I don't have a gun and I would like to, but I think it's the intimidation and learning, you know, how to use it.
Well, that's one of the things that we always specialize with, you know, our for-profit side, Nielsen Training and Consulting, is everything from advanced tactics to I've never pulled a trigger before and I think I need to learn how.
Right.
So if you're going to own it, you have the right to own it. You got the responsibility to know how to use it. And we don't care if it's male, female, whatever is going on. As long as you're legally allowed to own that firearm, we want you to come out and in some capacity get some training with it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, it's been so great. Congratulations to you guys. I'm so excited. This is a really great opportunity for the town of Chino Valley. Yeah. Everyone's excited because everyone's been wondering what's been happening to that gun range. Is it going to open up? And it's official. You're open.
We're here.
You're there. And August 1st is basically the first day that you guys will be open.
Yes.
And then August 10th is the grand opening.
Correct.
So everybody mark it down on your calendars, August 10th. You don't want to miss it. It's grand opening, ribbon cutting. You're going to have some town delegates there. The mayor will be there. You'll have several people there that are going to be there to support. And we're just inviting everyone. It's open to the public. Come check it out. Come see what there is to do. Enjoy some food, music.
You got it.
All kinds of stuff. And where is this gun range located?
That would probably be a good thing to mention.
Right, right.
Right down Perkinsville Road, 3926 Shooting Range Road. There's the police department ranges right before it. You keep coming right up the hill on Shooting Range Road, right after M.A. Perkins there, and you'll see us. And come out on the 10th. We really want people to see what it looks like now. And then once we're able to start really making some improvements, we'll have an anniversary and get her done.
So how do they get a hold of you if they want to, you know, come out and check it out prior? Or what do they need to do? How can they get a hold of the shooting range?
Right now, our website is going to be compasstraining.org. That's in the works. You'll be able to sign up and actually reserve a lane right from there if you want to or get more information. The Facebook group that we've got like 1,000 followers with already is Compass Training Center AZ. That's on that's our Facebook page. So follow that. And then you can always call me. So
perfect. And how do they get a hold of you?
My number our number is 928-308-3405.
Thank you so much. We're so excited. John and Gina, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Compass Training Center AZ, brand new. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for all your air conditioning and plumbing needs. Serving Central and Northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat with a visit from one of Gettles' knowledgeable technicians. Offering air conditioning and plumbing repair service. Call Gettles at 772-2751 or go online to GettlesHDM.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is the time where you take out your iPhones or your phones or your calendars and see what's up and coming. Mark your calendars. So we already said August 7th is our business and networking luncheon at Grace Baptist Church. August 13th is our Women in Business Networking Luncheon, at also held at Grace Baptist Church. And August 10th is the Party of the Century that you don't want to miss, and that is going to be the ribbon cutting that we're doing for Compass Training Center, and that's at the new shooting range. So those guys, you don't want to miss August 7th, August 10th, and August 13th. So mark that down on your calendar. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.